produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line.
Oh.
Hold up the light.
Hold up the light.
Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers.
Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light.
Yeah.
Let your light shine around the world.
Positivity. And welcome, beloved, all of you around the globe to a brand new year. And I want you to remember this. You have just landed in love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you. And we welcome you to our first show of the new year. We're sending you love. We're sending you peace. We're sending you joy for a blissful and wonderful new year. Wow. Well, my name is Imaja Jubilee, and I am your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. Isn't it wonderful to be alive with all this going on around us? Isn't it just magnificent to wake up a winner every morning because you're allowed to open your eyes and be in the world, but not of it. And before I go any further, I want to thank Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Radio. She's the CEO. And I want to thank Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to be on this platform. It is truly a gift to be able to broadcast all around the world, outpouring my love all around to everybody. I am grateful for it. And we trust and we know, because we know that we are blessed and we know that we have a glad heart of gratitude. So let's connect. Let us take a breath together, breathing in and breathing out. The breath is that which connects us. And we know that without life, that life would not be, is what I meant to say, if we didn't have the breath. The breath is a gift. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. And you are meant, my brothers and sisters, to be the light and not the lampshade. Isn't it wonderful to know that? Well, I tell you, I'm excited, and I'm also grateful to see a brand new year, and some which I know that you are too. And one of the things that I'm grateful for in a new year is that my 95-year-old father is still alive. His name is Reverend John Henry Brown, and he lives in a little small town called Saxe, Virginia, in Charlotte County, Virginia. And he has carried the word of God for many, many, many years. And he instilled in me to have a Christed heart. And with that, I use all my life experiences that I've learned from him about what it is meant to have a Christed heart. And he taught me that as well as my mother, Marie. My mother, Marie Harris Brown, was a praying woman and a shouting woman, and she spread love to everybody. So I know she's looking down on me and being proud of her daughter to have a show where she spreads love, light, and positivity. And with that being said, I want to tell you all, I have a brand new book called Soul to Soul. And I am now, beloved, the soulful poet. I write poetry. I've read poetry to you before on the show. But this book, I co-authored with Martha High, who is the goddess of soul, and she's been on the show a couple of times, one time from Spain, a couple of years ago. So we came together and we collaborated and we communicated, and all during COVID, many of the months during COVID, we talked about what we could do. And I woke up one morning to tell you a story. Martha is an artist as well. She's a very, very good artist. And I woke up one morning with the idea. Martha wanted to get something out into the world new, and I wanted to get my poetry out. So what I did, I prayed and I asked God to show me. I said, God, you got to show me what to do with this because I don't know. And so what I got shown to do was that Martha, I heard a voice at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning say, well, beloved, you write poetry, and Martha is a painter. So why don't you all do something together? And I called Martha early that morning and told her that God had given me the idea. And I tell you, one of the things that I attribute to my father, when you went to him for answers, to ask his advice, he always told you to pray about it. He always asked you to pray about it because that's what he would do. He would never give you an answer in the moment. He prayed about everything. And that's what I did. I practiced what he taught me. I prayed about it. I got an answer. And so this book, Soul to Soul, by Martha High, the goddess of soul, and beloved the soul for poet, came about like that. And so I don't write these poems. I download them. I consider it a gift from the Almighty to even be able to do it. So today, I decided, okay, what am I going to do to welcome you all to the new year? I want to read you section 3 as much as I can, as much as time will permit. Maybe a song or something might be added into it, whatever the God flows through me today. But section 3 of Soul to Soul is dedicated to my father. And Martha did this beautiful painting. I wish you could see it. But the book will be available on Amazon by February the 1st, and it's called Soul to Soul. But anyway, back to section 3. All the poems that I'm going to read to you were inspired by my father. And it's about coming to Christ. Because, you know, we have to be Christed in order to live in this world. All 3 of the poems, as I go through them, you will see what I'm talking about. And my dad, I was talking to him in conversation, and he kept saying, the preacher's preaching, the preacher's preaching, and that stuck in my mind. And so what I got was 3 poems from just listening to his process. So I want to read you the first poem that came to me. It's called Come On Down. Come on down. Here we go. Take a breath in and out. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down the aisle, child. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down with a smile. Preachers preaching, repent, repent. Deacons saying, well, well, in the amen corner. Sister shouting, sister shouting, you can't make me doubt him. Sitting on the mourner's bench, sit there until you repent. Sit there until you receive a dose of the Holy Ghost. Repent of your sins, child, while you have a chance. And repent, repent, repent with a smile. So come on down, child. Come on down the aisle. Preachers saying, obey thee the Lord. Deacons praying, brothers and sisters, you don't want to be lost. Sisters shouting, God save them all, please, in Jesus' name. So come on down, y'all. Come on down the aisle. Now you're down here. This is what you do. You sit and you wait for the Spirit of Christ to come through. Then you get up off the mourner's bench and you start praising the Savior's name. You get up off the bench and you start praising your Savior's name. And you release all your anguish and all your pain. Now get up off the mourner's bench shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been saved in Jesus' name. Sister shouting, this old heart of mine, this old heart of mine, for my God done changed, 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 this old heart of mine. Deacon saying, amen, amen. Preachers preaching, your life will never be the same. So clap your hands and do a holy dance, speaking in tongues and in an inspired trance, speaking in tongues that only God can understand, uttering the inherent words of praise and glorifying the Almighty's name, who sits high and looks low. That's the way it is. That's the way it goes. Preaching, 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 preachers, preaching. The Holy Ghost is in here, so let us all stand. Deacons clapping their hands and stomping their feet. They're all doing it on the one beat. Sisters shouting, Lord, Lord. Again, the devil has lost his bet. Once again, the devil has lost his bet. Extend your hands in the air like you don't care, and you put yourself in God's care, crying, weeping. And you feel your moment of truth has arrived. You're filled with joy, and you have landed in the peace that all your life you have sought. Preachers preaching, thank you, thank you. God, another soul has been saved. Deacon saying, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Sister shouting, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. I know too much about him, so you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. So that's the first poem that's in this section about coming to Christ sitting on the mourner's bench, and as I said, it was inspired by my father. And the next phase that I was raised with is you have to be baptized. And I'm going to read you the poem that goes with going down in the water. It's called Down in the Water. So take a breath. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water and baptize me. Down in the water, down in the water, down in the water my body must go. Submerge me, purge me, baptize me. Allow my soul to flow, 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 and let all of my sins be washed away so I can grow, grow, grow. A rite of passage to show that I now accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have been changed. I have a changed mind and an attitude of gratitude of what led me to repent. I am highly blessed and highly favored. No longer do I carry the burdens of guilt and dirty, rotten shame. Yeah, y'all, I do declare I've been saved by the blood and blessed in his name. I die a righteous death. The death of my old self has come to be. No more cursing, drinking, drugging, and always saying you are to blame, as I allow my tongue to never again take the Lord's name in vain. No stinking thinking or being who I was. I have parted my ways. I am not who I was. My Savior gave me a new name. You see, I now have a new name. A new name, a new name. And I let go of all selfishness and that low-down, dirty shame. Child of God, today I can see I have been made brand new. And like John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus the Christ, upon your faith and confessions of your sins, I now baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, come up out of the water with fire in your belly, because God has now empowered you. No bells and whistles nor chains claim to fame. No bells or whistle nor claim to fame. But let us all proclaim, I am a new creature in Christ who can now maintain and tell the story with high praise. I got a new name now over in glory, a new home in the heavens, surrounded by 12 archangels and the Son of God, who is Jesus the Christ. The cool, cool water went over my body, and down went it I went. I have been submerged, I have been purged and baptized, and it set my soul free. So now I am filled with light, and now I glow. And one thing that I know for sure, to hell I will not go. Down in the water, down in the water, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water and baptize me. So there it is. You've been baptized, and you've been submerged, and you've been purged. That's the second poem in this series. And the next thing says, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Come gather around. Get up and get out of them pews and come on down. Come many, not just a few. The energy and the synergy of the Holy Ghost is in here. It's presently here and flowing through everyone. That means you, dear, you in the corner, and all of you sisters and brothers over there. Extend your hands as your soul extends the right hand to you to get the right hand of fellowship. Now let's raise a hymn as you sing. Because this, my brother, is the gospel truth. It's truly a God thing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And now I will have a closer walk with thee. Welcome to the fold. In spirit and in truth, you have now pledged yourself to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now allow him to guide you. Release all your struggles, because he is now driving your car, and he can maneuver better than you. He will clear the way, and he, my child, will see you through. Toys and snares will come a looking for you, but that's no problem, because you have been made brand new. This is no game. It's no game, I said. Did you hear what I said? It's no game. It's no game. You have been made brand new. For you have been converted, so you no longer must worry and rush around like mice in a maze and in a hurry. I got a new name. I got a new name over in glory. And it's mine, oh, mine. And I got a new name, and I'm not ashamed, because I've been saved by the blood and washed in Jesus' name. I got a new walk and a new talk, for God has changed this old heart of mine. I have peace in my mind, body, and soul, because Jesus the Christ has made me whole. His light is in me. It's brilliant and bright, better than the light that's on the White House Christmas tree. And now I shine like a bright morning star. I know I have religion, and I'm no longer insane. Because I've been saved, y'all, and I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful to know that you're Christed? Isn't that wonderful that you have something that you can depend on? Isn't it wonderful to know? You know, you don't have to rely on your old self, because you've had a change of mind. You've had a change of heart. Your heart has been changed, changed, changed. Your heart has been changed. Take a breath in and breathe out. Isn't it wonderful to know that you have been changed? Isn't it wonderful to know that you've been changed in Jesus' name? Think about that. It's a brand new year. And to know Christ, to have a Christ at heart, you don't have to worry. All you have to do is pray and ask and seek, and you will get the answers from one who sits high and looks low. Can I get an amen with that? I got an amen in my heart. And I know you all around the globe are listening, and you can agree that you have been set free when you have a Christ at heart. I thank you for listening to my poetry today. I thank you so very, very much. And I have one more poem that I want to read to you before we close out the show. And again, I want to say to you, you live better when you live from a Christed heart. So feel it. Feel it. I feel it. I felt it. My heart opened and melted. God wrote me a letter and it said, you're beautiful and I love you. Feel it, felt it. God wrote me a letter. You are beautiful. You are my beloved. You are a masterpiece. I love you, my child, like a newborn baby. I will cradle your heart in a blanket of love. So know it, show it. Look and let others behold it. The light in me, the Christ light in my heart, sees the Christ light in you. You are glowing. You are outpicturing and you are outpouring divine brilliance, luminosity, and most of all, you are displaying God's eternal love. Isn't that wonderful? Take a breath in. You now have a Christ-like heart. So go with the lightness of heart. Release all your shame and guilt and worry and doubt. And know that all you have to do is ask in Jesus' name. You are filled with the divine flow from the Heavenly Father who knows you inside out. I love you, my brothers and sisters, all around the world. So go out and make it a good day and make it a wonderful year. This is Imaja Jubilee of love, light, and positivity. And I am Beloved, the Soulful Poet. And today you have heard poems from my new book, Soul to Soul, that will be available on Amazon in February. God bless you, God keep you, and may heaven shine upon you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.